Created with free version for non-commercial use.
You formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the depths of the earth. You saw my unformed substance, and in your book they were all written, the days that were ordained for me, when as yet there was not one of them. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all. I thank you that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. These are all excerpts from Psalm 139. Father loved me even then before I was born. God knew and foresaw the pain I would experience as a child, lonely, friendless, feeling unloved, even by those in my family. He heard my cries when I would call out to him to change me miraculously into a girl. I heard of his miracles from Bible readings in the church. Why couldn't I be one of his miracles? Why couldn't he change me to be something else? I hated being a boy, being ridiculed, bullied, made fun of. And it wasn't just the kids. Even a set of neighbor parents got into it and started calling me Mary Jane instead of Danny, just because they found it odd that I preferred to play with the girls who accepted my company rather than the boys who pretty much ignored me except when they wanted to pick on me. But Father was loving me even then as he watched my life as it was, and his heart was grieving for me. He was also watching and grieving when I was molested by a stranger at 13. The frailness of my personality and identity, again,
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Since then, I've prayed for and forgiven that man, whoever and wherever he is. But it's no wonder, with this trauma that I experienced as a child, that I grew up to be a man with a confused sexual identity, attracted to my own gender. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the power, the right, to become children of God." As a senior in high school at 17, Father revealed the person of Jesus to me for the very first time when I heard that I could ask him into my life to forgive my sins and become my Savior and Lord. I'd grown up in a denomination that gave me a basic understanding of the faith, but this was the first time that I have ever heard that God loved me. I jumped at the chance to be adopted into his family, and I looked for him to change me.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
That I was missing, for the misery that I had grown up with and still experienced as a teen. He did change things in me, but not the things I was expecting, and not in the ways I was expecting. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." This became an extremely important passage to me, and I love the prospect of being straight. The Lord didn't change my circumstances, though, as much as he began to change my heart. He showed me that to have friends, I needed to be a friend. He taught me to reach out to other people and to stop isolating myself and feeling sorry for myself. By the end of my senior year, I was voted by my co-graduates
for non-commercial use.
Senior class. Me, who felt friendless most of his life until then. But everything wasn't perfect. I thought that after I became born again, my same gender attractions that had bombarded me with the onslaught of puberty would reverse, and I would be attracted to women only. With hormones raging, I sought God every day in prayer and in the Word to change my attractions and to calm down my urges. My young adult life was a constant, ongoing ritual of anonymous encounters, followed by sorrowful vows of repentance, promising never to repeat those sins again. I was so desperate, I would plead with God to either castrate me or just take me out. Because I didn't want to endure the pain anymore. It was just too painful, too difficult. And I so wanted to live
created
pure
with
life,
free version for non-commercial use.
But then I read in the Word that Jesus said one time, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So I figured I just hadn't yet discovered how working out my salvation with fear and trembling was going to apply to this area of my life, or with the prospect of getting married. Now, I understand that marriage is not for everyone who's lived with same-gender attractions. And I am all for singles with these challenges, remaining single unless the Lord makes it clear that your path will be different. But it was always in my heart to grow up to be a husband and a father. I was engaged for the first time when I was 19. But I broke up with her because she wasn't as serious with the Lord in her relationship as I was about mine. Yet I was secretly hooking up. Then
created
I was
with free version for non-commercial use.
But that relationship also ended, this time directly related to my sexual sin. Then the Lord brought me who would be my wife when I was 30. And we got married when we were 31. And this is my wife right here, Fran. Wave. This coming Tuesday, Fran and I will celebrate our 30th anniversary. Best thing that ever happened to me besides Jesus, that's for sure. Fran did not know she was marrying a coward. I didn't have the courage to tell her about my SSA. I was afraid. I didn't tell her about my same gender issues until 10 years and 3 sons into our marriage. And I finally volunteered the information to her under the weight
created with free version for non-commercial use.
Of the conviction of the Holy Spirit, when I was feeling the guilt and shame that I had been living in, continually turning my back on our vows. I didn't know this passage at the time, but I began to see God's transforming hand in my life as James 5:16 came to life when he declared, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed." It's conditional. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Over time, after my disclosure to her, I discovered that with my wife's prayers and support and my subjection to a recovery process, realizing that I had been feeding a sexual addiction for about 30 years, Father was sealing me in his plan and purposes for my life. Paul's words in 1 Corinthians
created
6
with free version for non-commercial use.
"And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." Now, almost 21 years into that recovery process, I'm still discovering more and more of his amazing grace, the power to do his will, and of his overwhelming love for me. I'd feared that because of my sin, he would disqualify me from serving him, no longer functioning in the body as a worship leader or team member, something I had enjoyed for over 35 years. But there were times, too, when he had me on the shelf. And when that season changed in 2003, he brought me into ministry as the branch director of an Exodus member affiliate, working with saints traveling behind me on the same road.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Saints who would need to hear for their own encouragement Father's story of overcoming and victory in my life. And again, Paul, in his second letter to the church in Corinth, he writes, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." through the support of and accountability with my pastors, church family support groups, and my best friend Steve, I've been able to maintain my own sobriety, purity, and holiness on this amazing journey. But I get tempted every day. I'm not perfect. I still have to watch where my eyes go. But pursuing my passion to know Jesus and to be known by Him and keeping those other
safeguards
in place
created with free version for non-commercial
use have enabled me to remain steadfast on the course He's laid out for me to serve as He establishes His kingdom on earth. Over the years, Father has strengthened my relationships with my wife and with my sons. I often joke that the Lord took a man with a messed up sexual identity and then gave him three sons to teach how to be men. And He's also worked to bring the process of restoration to relationships with my dad, my mom, and other family members from whom I'd felt separated. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.